hidden cost. Beware of the poison gas. Think of the choices made. Mama said it's alright. Mama said it's not alright. Mama said it's alright. Love your mother.
Speaking of media, Elsa, there's
okay, everybody!
WGXC right here. This
all
is
right,
the media
we're
here.
Start reading
our new
the words that they sent, which I haven't read. Today, we gather here and with communities in every corner of the world to commit to work together to save our planet.
I've been following every day the what's going on in Copenhagen. Democracy Now! Has been broadcasting. Independent media station has been broadcasting 5 days a week. And the thing I think that's really important is whether we have whether they prove that global climate change is not real, or
oh,
they
you're
prove
at, you're at.
That it is real. That's really important for us to understand that underneath all of this is the exploitation of resources. And resources are human beings. They are things that we mine in other countries. They're things that we destroy our land in this country, whether it be mountaintop removal in Virginia, or if it's sucking out gas out of tar sands in Canada. And this kind of exploitation has to stop. And it's directly, and we have to think, it goes beyond governments now, because it's as long as there is as long as there's money to be made by corporations, they will tell your government what to do. And they will tell the people what to do with the land, and they will crush the people in order to get those resources. So I say pull the plug out on making the profit. And let's go to a new, just economic system, which, and the first thing that we can do is what they're asking for now in Copenhagen is for the developed countries to start supporting climate change initiatives and in the developed countries. So we have to stop the exploitation of resources, whether they be human, animal, or planet's resources. You can't have in capitalism is this inherent use of material, but this material is a living thing, so we have to start thinking about that, and that's all I have to say. And I really thank Rainer for organizing this, and I'd like to know how we can follow up.
The other way that I think we need to deal with this is from a bottom-up approach of individuals, families, communities taking a step in that same direction without waiting for the policies to influence us, because there are a significant amount of people who are already on board that don't need a price signal to say, oh, it will be more in my advantage economically to do the right thing. We are going to do the right thing anyway. And so the organization that I work for, Sustainable Hudson Valley, is starting a program in 2010, which we're referring to as the 10% challenge, or 10 by 10. which essentially says, let's do what we can individually in our businesses, organizations, and communities to reduce our energy use by 10% by the end of 2010. It's not such a difficult thing. This is kind of the low-hanging fruit that we're talking about, behavior changes that will reduce our effect. And it gets us started on the direction that we really all are acknowledging that we need to go. The discussion at the world level is talking about an 80% reduction by 2050. That's 40 years from now. And we can't wait until we get closer to that date. The trick here is to reduce the amount of carbon we're starting to put out into the atmosphere as soon as possible. So the effect on the communities that get involved with this, I think, will be very positive. It'll start a momentum to say, oh, well, that wasn't so hard. We were able to do that. Well, what are we going to do in 2011? Let's try for 11%. And if you think of this as plotting it on a curve, if you do 10% reduction per year, starting at 100% on the left-hand side and moving down towards 80% reduction, you get down to almost nothing in 30 years, not 40, because the curve is quite steep. The later reductions are going to be more difficult. I acknowledge that. But the important thing is to get people started, get people together in their communities to start doing something positive sooner than later. And that will develop a momentum that we're really depending on.
So how do we start here?
Well,
we have some nucleus of a group that can start working for some kind of Hudson-wide energy.
Beware of the hidden cost. Beware of the poison gas. Think of the choices made. Mama said it's all right. Mama said it's not all right. Mama said it's all right. Love your mother.